Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Claire Frankie, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I dated three men and chose the wrong one. Now I'm back at the beginning. Coming up on 8 years ago, when I was a young whippersnapper at 25, I moved to the USA without knowing anyone. I was confident, smart-ish, with a pinch of common sense, and I knew I could handle it. But then I decided I couldn't, and I needed someone to do shit for me. So I did what any sensible young woman does when they need a chore, bitch. I hit the dating apps. Nah, I'm a boss at life. I just wanted some company and someone to do an oil change on the old car I had just bought. After a week or so of fascinating and frightening conversations, I narrowed my findings to three men. 1, the funny guy. 2, the good-looking guy. 3, the nice guy. Obviously, they were all complex human beings with many characteristics and sides to their personality. Each of them had a mix of the above descriptions, and I am aware that I am unfairly pigeonholing them. However, I'm trying to tell a freaking story, so fuck it. Those are their assigned names. I prioritized the funny guy. Obviously. He was very funny, and as a bonus, he seemed to have his life together. We went out 3 times, and by the end of each date, my face hurt from laughing so much. He took me on my first trip to the batting cages, where I got hit by a lot of balls. Little spear bastards. He played Ring of Fire with me and my new roommate on the floor in our furniture-less apartment. If you don't know what Ring of Fire is, you need to redo college because you didn't do it right. And he dressed up in a hot dog suit when we went to a bar. Absolute gangster. However, he wasn't terribly good looking, so being the dick that I am, I moved on. I think my future mother-in-law was karma for this. I slid on over to the good looking guy. Snooze. He was pleasant and polite, and again seemed to have his life together. We also went out 3 times. We didn't have a good time. His sense of humor was non-existent, but he was hot. Priorities. He and I went out to dinner 2x. He talked about the gym. A lot. He probably fucked treadmills. I joined him in the gym talk. I described each activity of my workout routine in detail. I planked for 47.5 seconds. I jogged at a 4.5 speed on a 3.9 incline for 36.1 minutes, and I did 13 reps of the hammer time dance. He had no idea I was making fun. Too focused on getting his 22 tons of protein. For the love of God, stop devouring meat. He also took me to a basketball game. He sat in silence for most of the game, watching intently and ignoring my witty comments. At least I made myself laugh, and the couple that sat behind us. We both agreed that we hated each other and disappeared from each other's lives forever. Except for that one drunken phone call made after a particularly wild game of Ring of Fire. Whoops! That left the nice guy. Might as well go there, too. He was a good mix of kind, attentive, and fun. He also seemed to have his life together, and he did my oil change. Winning! He and I went out to dinner on our first date. He asked lots of questions and listened to my responses, and he made me laugh. On the second date, I was running late, having bought some furniture for my new apartment. He borrowed a trailer, picked up my furniture, carried it up 3 flights of stairs to my new apartment, and assembled it all for me. The next day, he turned up with flowers. Kiss ass. Over the next few weeks, he took me to dinners, bars, sporting events, the mountains, and the beach. We were happy. 4 years later, I married him. And, well, you know how that turned out if you've read any of my stories about my husband. A hellish dumpster fire of fuckery, addiction, narcissism, and abuse. I chose wrong. Turns out nice guys aren't always so nice. Turns out that you need to really look closely at patterns of behavior. You need to listen carefully to stories about past relationships. You need to cautiously watch how they interact with their friends and family. And you need to run like hell if you see a red flag, even if they seem nice. If I could go back, I would choose differently. I would choose Google. Turns out that in the U.S. they have oil change places. Places where you just sit in your car while they throw oil around and then you drive away. So, in summary, all of this was for nothing. I didn't need a man. I needed Google to tell me where to go. Now, here I am back in the UK. Last week, I got a new car. I need to take it to the mechanic so they can do some bullshit with oil. I'm right back where I started. I wonder if anyone on Tinder would take my car to get an oil change. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.